This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Both Russians and Ukrainian forces battling for control of the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut reported fierce fighting Monday as the months-long struggle in the region raged on. Ukraine's military said it was using artillery, tanks, and other weapons to repel Russian attempts to capture the city. Britain's defense ministry has assessed in recent days that Russia's Wagner paramilitary group controls most of the eastern part of Bakhmut, with Ukrainian forces holding the western portion. Wagner founder Yevgeny Prigozhin describes the situation Sunday as very tough, with the fighting getting more difficult the closer his forces get to the city center. Russia has targeted Bakhmut as a key part of its wider goal to seize the eastern Donbas region of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the U.S. has begun an aggressive new push to inflict pain on Russia's economy in an attempt to thwart its invasion of Ukraine, focusing specifically on Russia's oligarchs. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
A special task force known as KleptoCapture is prioritizing efforts to identify those who help Russians evade sanctions and violate export controls. As well as legally liquidating the property of Russian oligarchs, the U.S. government will expand financial penalties on those who facilitate the evasion of sanctions. By targeting those who help oligarchs evade sanctions, the U.S. government hoped to see more effective results. A recent Dartmouth University study showed that targeting a few key wealth managers would cause far greater damage to Russia than sanctioning oligarchs individually. I'm Karen Chamas.
Police in Moldova say they foiled a plot by groups of Russian-backed actors who were trained to cause mass unrest during a protest against the country's new pro-Western government. The head of Moldova's police said during a news conference an undercover agent had infiltrated groups of alleged diversionists. The police official said some Russian citizenship and were promised $10,000 to organize mass disorder. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is due to speak within the hour about the U.S. banking system after the government acted in an effort to contain a potential crisis from the failure of two major banks. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement Sunday, depositors at the California-based Silicon Valley Bank and the New York-based Signature Bank will have access to all their money Monday. The regulators also said no losses associated with the resolution of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank will be borne by the taxpayer. The statement followed a meeting of officials from top financial regulators and said the Federal Reserve was also giving other banks access to an emergency lending program to provide additional stability to the wider banking system. American University Washington College of Law professor Gerard Comiscio told the Reuters news agency he expects there'll be repercussions to the bank failures.
But the idea that you've had two bank failures, including one that is the second largest bank failure in history, there's going to be some blowback from this, and I fully expect that there'll be congressional hearings on these failures, both of them. The discussion about where were the regulators on this, I think, is going to be part of the conversation.
Authorities say at least eight people were killed when two migrant smuggling boats overturned off the coast of San Diego in the western state of California. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
It is one of the deadliest maritime smuggling events off U.S. shores. Authorities say a Spanish-speaking woman on one of the Panga-style boats called 9/11 late Saturday off the treacherous waters of Black's Beach. The surf was modest, but rip currents were fierce and it was foggy and dark. Crews pulled the bodies of eight adults from the water. No other bodies were accounted for. Authorities say the remaining passengers may have escaped on land. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
As a major storm system known as an atmospheric river exits the western U.S. state of California, a new storm system appears to be moving into the beleaguered state, battered by winter storms and wet weather. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Miserable weather continued across huge swaths of California on Sunday. Paul Abrams, who lives in a mobile home park in Morro Bay, tells KSBY that Sunday's flooding wasn't as bad as before.
It only got up to, you know, maybe 8 inches where I'm at now. Last time it was up maybe 16. However, the people on the side of the creek really got hit hard.
But the National Weather Service says the next weather system could exacerbate severe flooding that's already overwhelmed the area, prompting a levee failure and widespread evacuations Saturday near California's central coast. I'm Donna Warder.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.